curious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura, and you're listening to Church Absurd on Fat Lulz Radio. Investigate Tower 7.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blamed?
Smoke weed,
you mad? You feel like Wolfgang Rettis?
That is one fine looking piece.
You know, the cards are changing hands.
Greetings, loyal congregation of the Church Absurd. It's your host, Reverend Jess here. Okay. What you're about to listen to, if you choose to listen to it, is... There are no words, because it is essentially the failed episode 23. We tried to do this episode. I had just gotten off of a 7-day straight work schedule, and Jonathan is Jonathan. So we didn't have Deacon Sam with us because he had just gotten married like less than 12 hours beforehand. And I had to throw this episode together with 3 hours, in 3 hours, basically. And it's kind of hard to find shit in 3 hours, especially when you're fucking dead tired and you have, like, you know, limited resources. So basically this is what happens when we don't have Deacon Sam with us and we're not prepared. It's definitely a terrible episode, I'll say that. It's basically me and John fucking around, but, you know, if you for some reason want to hear it, this is basically what goes on behind the scenes when we're fucking filming or when we're writing and producing an episode, because eventually, like, we start off pretty strong, we start off doing like fucking Unholy Beast and shit like that, and then it just sort of all falls apart. Rest assured, the actual episode 23 is coming soon, within the next couple days probably. But until then, yeah, it's, this is a doozy, folks. So if you want to listen to it, by all means. If you don't, I completely understand. If you shut it off fucking 15 minutes into it, I do not blame you. But, yeah, do not base, if this is your first episode that you're hearing, I promise you the rest of the show is way more professional and way more coherent. But yeah, this is fucking dog shit. But, yeah. So enjoy the show, and I apologize. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 23rd episode of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by...
The altar server.
Yeah, Sam is still in the weeds right now, because he's been busy.
He's a weed.
You know, today, we went up to the courthouse with him, and, you know, this whole shit happened. So, you know, we'll take a listen.
And of each pledge their love, one to the other... I now, according to the ordinance of God, in the name of the state of Kentucky, pronounce them husband and wife. What God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And now, may God prosper and bless you in this new relationship, and may the grace of Jesus Christ abound unto you now and always. You may kiss the bride. Congratulations.
There was three of us. Three of us in the courtroom.
That one clap was a third of the crowd.
Yep. So they're officially Deacon Sam and Sister Christian are officially married. So, yeah. Good for them. And I hope they're fucking each other really hard right now.
Really hard.
Just enjoying their fucking wedding night. Oh, man. So we're going to have a small little episode for you today, mainly because I'm very tired and, you know, Jonathan is tired as well. He's working hard recently, aren't you, boy?
Yeah, I'm getting fucked over a lot more often now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try a few new things on the show this time. And, yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Worst comes to worst, you know that it's 23 episodes. You can't expect gold every time.
But if you don't like it, shut the fuck up. I don't care.
But we're not going to start the changes this early into the episode. So, you know, we're going to go into the first segment here. And that first segment is Unholy Beast and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beast and Blasphemous Theories.
Oh, God.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we look at cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghost shit, all types of shit that gets the mind moving. And today, we're going to be talking about something very specific, and that is the one and only Dover Demon.
What is the Dover Demon, you say?
His name is Ben Dover.
That was really dumb.
Fuck you, I'm proud of that shit. I don't care, man. Even though it earned this, I don't give a shit.
What is the deal with the Dover Demon?
Well deserved. Well deserved.
Right? I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I don't care. It's 23 episodes. What
this
do I
is,
give a shit?
This is the summary of our 23rd episode. It's just fuck it. We don't care. Right. We've done it. We're still doing
That's the name of the episode.
Fuck it. We don't care.
All right. So the Dover Demon is a small humanoid reported from Dover, Massachusetts. It was the subject of an intensive scare during the 1970s when multiple witnesses came forward with their sightings. The Dover Demon is described as looking sort of like the gray variety of alien, except that it has skin of rosy orange instead of a sickly gray. Dover Demon has a large head on a small stick-like body. It can be bipedal, but it often travels on all fours or switches back and forth between the two modes of locomotion. It has eyes that glow, sometimes orange, sometimes green. It does not seem to wear any clothing, unless the clothing fits tightly and is the same color as the body. Unlike the Greys, the Dover Demon does not seem to be associated with UFOs. It just sort of wanders around on its own.
I wonder where it gets the tight clothes.
Gucci. And their designer.
Yeah. Likely. This is our alien edition.
It's Alienware.
Copyrighted. It's getting down.
It started with fucking, like, you know, started with fucking laptops, and now they've gone on to make fucking clothing for cryptids.
It's all right. Downhill from here.
All right, so the bizarre tale began on April 21st, 1977, at about 10:32 p.m. So, you know, right at the end of prime time.
Somebody was counting.
Yeah, CSI just came on, you know what I mean? So, the poor folks of Dover, right, Bill Bartlett, Mike Mazzocca, and Andy Brody are driving north on Farm Street. Bartlett, who's behind the wheel of a Volkswagen, spots something creeping along
Oh, calm down there, man. Chill.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the bend over.
Yeah, he wants to bend over, all right.
All right. Along the fucking low wall of loose stones. What the fuck? Stop it.
Are you good?
Yeah, it's just my fucking phone keeps falling asleep.
All right.
Along a low wall of loose stones on the left side of the road. At first, he thinks the image is a dog or a cat until his headlights shine on it, and he realizes it's nothing he's ever seen before. Yeah, right? The figure slowly turns its head and stares into the light. It's two large, round, glassy, lidless eyes shining brightly, like two orange marbles, he said. It's watermelon-shaped head. It's a melon head. It's a fucking melon head.
It's one
head.
Of the melon heads, man.
Yeah. It's resting on top of a thin neck. It is the size of the rest of its body, except for its oversized head. The creature is thin, with long, spindly arms and legs and large hands and feet. The skin seems to be hairless and peach-colored and appears to have a rough texture, like wet sandpaper. Bartlett subsequently tells cryptozoologist Lauren Coleman, standing no more than 3.5 to 4 feet tall, the figure shaped like a baby's body with long arms and long legs. It had been making its way along the wall, its long fingers curling around the rocks when the car's lights surprised it. Unfortunately, neither of Bartlett's companions sees the creature. The sighting lasts only a few seconds, but before Bartlett can speak, the car leaves the scene. Then this creature is gone. Bartlett drops his friends off and goes to his home, visibly upset. He walks through the door, and his father asks him what's wrong. He relates the story and later sketches what he's seen. Around midnight, 15-year-old John Baxter leaves his girlfriend's Kathy Cronin's house at the south end of Miller High Road. It's Miller High Life, boys. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm picking up right. Then Baxter starts walking up the street on his way home. Half an hour later, after he has walked about a mile, he observes someone approaching him. Because his figure is short, Baxter assumes that it's an acquaintance of his, M.G. Bruchard, who lives on the street. John calls out, receives no response. Baxter and the figure continue to approach each other until finally the figure stops. Baxter then halts as well and asks, "Who is that?"
"Who is that?
Who are you?" The sky is dark and overcast, and he can only be seen in a shadowy form. Trying to get a better look, Baxter takes one step forward, and the figure scurries off to the left, running down a shallow wooded gully and up the opposite bank. As the figure runs, Baxter hears its footsteps on the dry leaves. He follows the figure down the slope, then stops and looks across the gully. There he sees the creature standing in silhouette about 30 feet away, its feet molded around the top of a rock. Several feet from a tree. The creature's body reminds Baxter of a monkey, except for its dark figure eight-shaped head. Is it a fucking figure eight or is it a fucking melon? Which one is it?
Yeah, that's actually pretty different, to be honest.
Its eyes, two lighter spots in the middle of its head, are looking straight at Baxter, who after a few minutes begins to feel uneasy. Realizing he's never seen such a creature before and fearing what it might do next, he backs carefully up the slope, his heart pounding. He then walks very fast down the road at the intersection at Farm Street. There, a couple passing in a car pick him up and drive him home. So what do we think it is?
First of all, I've always questioned these guys, man. You know, you hear this and he's like, okay, so he's driving, his headlights shit hit this thing. He sees it for like 4 seconds and he can fucking tell you lidless, fucking wrinkly skin, watermelon head. He can tell you everything.
He was wearing Gucci.
Gucci tight ass fucking jeans,
man. I'm pretty sure he was filming a vlog with Rice Gum.
Something close to that.
Right, exactly.
God, man.
Little Tay was there.
Little Tay.
Yeah,
she gone now.
She was only 9 years old, and she was flexing your mama's rent.
Yeah.
And the Dover Demon was next to her in a Lamborghini.
Straight out of Harvard, boys.
Right. It's fucking, it's something special, man. I don't know. It's, I'd like to think that it's, you know. I mean, because it's the 70s, so I really think everyone was just tripping on fucking acid.
That's literally what it was. Like, it was just a guy walking down the street, dude.
And he's just like, I have spina bifida. Will you leave me alone?
Please do not harass me.
I'm sorry. I'm a burn victim. I don't have eyelids.
Shit, man.
That'd be fucked. That'd be seriously fucked.
This dude's like, who are you? Leave me alone.
He's just God. I'm trying to. I'm meeting a girl. She's giving me pussy for the first time in 52 years. Just leave me alone. He just chases him across a fucking gully.
Who are you? What do you want? Oh, Lord.
He fucking. He goes full Arnold Schwarzenegger and he just. Who are you?
Oh, God. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. Now, I do prefer the idea of him having a figure eight head, because that sounds pretty fucking cool compared to the same old, you know. Oh, it was a big round watermelon head, you know, fucking could be kids from an orphanage, could be just a big baby somebody threw in the sewer.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it, man. A figure eight head, how many of those do you see in a day?
Right. I mean, that or, you know, it could be the same thing and he just like fucking tied it up, cinched it off with a belt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's trying to get rid of it, man.
So it just fucking forms a perfect eight because like it's just fucking concaving in on itself. Oh my God.
That's so fucked. This is really fucked, you guys.
This is the dumbest fucking Dover, like fucking cryptid we've talked about. That's the Dover Demon.
It's just some creepy ass dude walking home from getting some puss, man. Minding his own business.
He just nutted and then some dude's yelling, "Who are you?" at him. You know?
Oh God, yeah.
I've dealt with that before, you know.
Once or twice.
All right, so, John, you weren't here for this, all right? But I want to play a scenario for you.
Let's hear it, man.
So you're with your honey.
Yeah.
And you're making out when the phone rings.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you pick it up, you say hello, and the voice says, "What are you doing with my daughter?"
Yeah.
You tell your girl, she say, "My dad is dead. Who was phone?"
It could be her mom, man. Huh? Maybe she just has a really deep voice. Right. She smokes a lot. I try to think positively.
What are you doing with my daughter? Why do you want to see her? Make it out in the car.
It's just Lonnie in fucking female form.
Yeah.
I'm done chasing Bigfoot. I'm taking care of my kids. I'm menopausal. Leave me the fuck alone. Don't blame me. Blame my biology. Blame my mother. She became menopausal at 30.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I don't know why, like, whenever I think of, like, a fucking old woman who's been smoking for years, she always has that, like, faux Brooklyn accent.
Definitely. Definitely. You know what I mean? It's not just the smoker, man. It's never
just, like, you know, just a regular just...
Oh, yes, I agree.
You know, it's just fucking, like, literally just...
Oh, my God, honey. You Oh, my God. You're beautiful. You're fucking gorgeous, honey. Look at those fucking ruffles on your dress. It looks so good.
You know, to be honest, I never thought about it, but of the majority of old smoker ladies that sound like that, they actually kind of do have a similar accent. I think it warps around them.
You know, you think of like maybe like as you fucking smoke more, you become slightly more faux Brooklyn, you know?
Till eventually it's just, that's where you think you're from, you know? You right. go crazy.
And if you go far enough, you become like faux Boston. And you're just like,
my fucking cockies. We're gonna go get some fucking lobster dinner.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is gonna be the dumbest episode ever.
I don't care. This is the title for a reason, gentlemen.
We've had the worst episode ever, and now we're gonna have the dumbest episode ever. I think that's a good thing to go with. Alrighty. Now, you said, we said we were gonna give you some new shit tonight.
Here it is.
We have a new segment that we're gonna try out. This is a segment that I'm calling Burnt Pasta.
Burnt Pasta.
Yeah. Basically, we all know about creepypastas.
Yeah.
And we all know that they're really fucking stupid.
Some of them are, to be honest. Most of them are,
yeah.
to be honest.
So basically, we're going to take a look at this creepypasta and tear the shit out of it. You know what I mean?
Let's hear it.
Yeah. All right. So, I'm sorry. This is... Yeah, it's a new segment. We're still working out the kinks, but it's essentially like, you know, the way we just fucking took the piss out of the fucking Dover Demon. We're gonna do that to some fucking 13.
You just ruined it, man. You ruined it. It's not scary anymore.
Some fucking 13-year-old kid who fucking gets all excited and fucking writes a creepypasta. You're just gonna ruin his fucking God. Life.
He thinks he's got the scariest fucking story.
Yeah, alright.
Let me tell you how it's just his aunt walking in on him jerking off.
Right? Creepy music.
Editing space. That is a fine looking penis. Add that one to the collection.
This is the story, John.
Oh, God.
Of Hero Brian.
Hero Brian?
Hero Brian.
Brian. I had recently spawned a new world in single-player Minecraft.
Oh, Lord.
Everything was normal at first, and I began chopping down trees and crafting a workbench. And I noticed something move amongst the dense fog. I have a very slow computer, so I have to play with a really tiny render distance. I thought it was a cow, so I presumed it. hoping to grab some hides for armor. It wasn't a cow, though. Looking back at me was another character with the default Steve skin.
Oh, Lord.
But his eyes were empty. I saw no name pop up, and I double-checked to make sure I wasn't in multiplayer mode, but he didn't stay long. He looked at me and quickly ran into the fog. I pursued out of curiosity, but he was gone. I continued on with the game, not sure what to think, and as I expanded the world, I saw things that seemed out of place for the random map generator to make. 2x2 tunnels in the rocks, small perfect pyramids made out of sand in the ocean, groves of trees with all their leaves cut off.
What the fuck?
I constantly think I saw the other player in the deep fog, but I never got a better look at him. I tried increasing my render distance to far, whenever I thought I saw him, but no avail. I saved the map and went on to the forums to see if anyone else had found the pseudo player. There were none. I created my own topic telling of the man and asking if anybody had had a similar experience, but the post was deleted within 5 minutes. I tried again and the topic was deleted even faster. I received a PM from username Herobrine containing one word that just said stop. When I went to look at his Herobrine profile, the page 404, I received an email from another forum user. He claimed that the mods can read the forum user message, so we're safer using email. The emailer claimed that he had seen the mystery player too and had a small directory of other users who had seen him as well. And the worlds were littered with obvious man-made features as well, and described their mystery player to have no pupils.
Oh no.
About a month passed until I heard from my informant again. Some of the people who had encountered the mystery man had looked into the name Herobrine and found that the name to be frequently used by a Swedish gamer. After some further information gathering, it was revealed to be the brother of Notch, the game's developer. I personally emailed him and asked him if he had a brother. It took him a while, but he emailed me back with a very short message. I did, but he's no longer with us. I haven't seen the mystery man since our first encounter, and I haven't noticed any changes in the world other than my own. I was able to press print screen when I first saw him. Here's the only evidence of his existence.
And he gives us a little picture.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Let me tell you. It is...
Oh, God.
Wow. That is something to behold, let me tell you. It is stupid, for sure.
Minecraft in general?
Here's the thing. You could have a lot of fun in Minecraft. You can. I mean, I'm not going to doubt that.
Yeah.
However...
But, let me ruin this. Yes.
However, if you get, like, ingrained into the fucking culture of it, it is very fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably fucking stupid. Because of that, it's a situation of, like, these kids just make this shit up, and they're just like, wouldn't it be cool if there was a ghost in Minecraft?
It was Herobrine.
Herobrine.
He's visited my server.
Right?
Oh, God.
The best part is it's like, you know,
oh, my God, there's man-made tunnels 2x2.
There's pyramids in the ocean.
Well, that's... And the funny part is that literally is how the fucking world spawns. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like a situation of like, this kid fucking made this shit up. You know what I mean? It's like, you can hide usernames in multiplayer mode, so he just had somebody come into his fucking game wearing that skin. It's not that hard to design skins for fucking Minecraft, dude.
Listen, kid. It's cool if you want to feel like your Minecraft server is haunted, but chill, man. Just chill the fuck out, man.
We're gonna be accused of bullying children.
Hey,
now.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
But. This reminds me of our blast session last time about the little special kids, man. This little special kid, his mom's gonna come on and say, don't bully my son, he was visited by Brian.
Herobrine.
You don't understand.
It's just, I don't know, man.
My son has traumatic experiences. Flashbacks.
He has post-traumatic mind disorder.
Oh, God.
PTMD.
He can't log on to Minecraft anymore without having seizures. He just freaks out and falls out of his chair.
You think he's just fucking sitting at his computer and he's just like,
Herobrine was spectacular. There was a blue wiener.
Yeah.
That what you see throughout the experience, which I loved.
I enjoyed it personally.
That's a reference to a previous episode. Go back and listen to episode 15 to understand about the blue wiener.
Blue wieners.
Yeah. And do you know about blue wieners, John?
You know, I feel like I do, but to be honest, I'm going to have to go back to episode 15.
Well, let's just pull it up. I mean, like, this episode...
Save us work.
This episode has no fucking, like, format, so let's just fucking fuck around.
Oh, God.
For the past few days. So that's why I haven't made any videos, so, yeah, here's my return. Watchmen was spectacular. There's a blue wiener that you see throughout the movie, which I loved. You know,
God.
It's about 5 fingers long. It's very interesting. Most of it is very dark and bloody and violent. This blue wiener is not for the faint of heart. It's a really good wiener. Movie. All the characters are amazing, and they do have their blue wieners, which are touched in the movie.
Oh, God.
Everybody, you know, explains their blue wieners. Dr. Manhattan, the comedian,
Rorschach,
everybody.
Blue
wieners. You like movies like Sin City and stuff, and 300 darker movies? I want any more retarded comments about that. So I don't know.
It's a mystery. This blue wiener.
So I don't know. Good day. Just wanna do one line. One of us. So I don't know.
I
go
don't
see
know.
Watchmen and touch the blue wiener. Good day.
I would touch the blue wiener if I could.
There's a blue wiener.
I did an oopsie.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah. Blue wieners.
If you see them, touch them while you can.
This fucking episode is just a fucking joke, in all honesty.
It's a mess.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared. I had a really long week at work. So. Yeah. But, you know, let's at least, at the very least, you know, fucking give them something. You know what I mean? We'll be right back after these messages. This is where Nat's gonna go.
It's gonna be a good one.
Likely. Alrighty. And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Altar Server Jonathan.
We're joined.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's at least do one complete segment on this fucking show.
Please and thank you, people.
I think I'm going to post this episode as, like, the failed episode the, 23.
The episode that we wanted to have, but it didn't come out, man.
Well... It's time to cringe.
You want
to
cringe with me, boys?
That's right, folks. It is the Cringe Corner. This is where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe when we're so fucking tired. But,
even out of energy, I cannot resist cringing.
I think I may put this up as, like, episode 22.5.
22.1.
No.
22.2.
22.5, because it's not a full episode 23. But, yeah, so, you know what? Let's do something special, boys. Let's do the Juggalo Rider Cringe Core Spectacular.
Oh, yeah. This was a personal request from myself.
Well, Homeboy has known to freestyle once in a while, so let's take a listen to one of Juggalo Rider's.
Ben, play the beat.
Well, I don't feel like you've just...
Started been, over.
You've been watching. You know, okay, here we go.
Here we go. He's got a gun he pulls up.
It's a giant pirate pistol.
Points it at the camera.
Now it's gonna get tough on when you feel stutter when you do, I'm putting you in the car and then all your blood's gonna splatter, then I'm putting you in the gutter. You get a dick right in your ass from rest, save rule one, I'm child, take it away, it always stay. Get the whip singer so fucking on you and my ears ring. This YouTube's go get some man with you and your friends laying each other in beds. My rhymes get sold, yours just get old. Give me your dress, I'll come up and say fuck the rest, me and I don't care the best. Every time I spit, you have a fit, take a breath and sit. It's getting late, I'ma tie you to my hook and you're gonna be my bait. Get ready to meet your fate. I don't want my gosh, the wrath. Come on, I'ma drive you while you're taking a bath. Then I'll slam a door in your face and then I'll put you in your place. I'll throw you out the window because you're not by my fell. My rhymes are real, that's why you can feel them. I'll shoot you in your face. Why would I care about your race? I have a friend named Daggett and you're just a fucking faggot. There's no room to run, I'm a blast with my gun.
Wow! That no, I'm not kidding. You know, people can attribute Eminem and shit to fast rap that you have to listen kind of to understand.
That's
but this
powerful.
Dude, man, I mean, I was trying real hard to piece it together. His power just overwhelmed me.
Yeah,
I you're a fucking faggot, dude.
So I have a friend named Daggett, and you're just a faggot.
You're a fucking faggot.
All right, so this is actually the first video he ever posted.
Ever.
Right?
Here's my new song. It's called... Hold on.
Oh, God.
It's called... Fuck, what did I call it?
Fuck.
Where's the paper?
What the fuck is the name of this shit?
Where did I write this?
End. Oh, that's right. I called it the end.
The end. The end of my career that hasn't started.
All right, here's the beat.
Okay.
Here's the beat.
Here you go. Here you go.
Come on, Ben, play the beat.
Ben, play it. Start over.
Wait a minute. Is this the same
beat? This is the one. This is the one from the put a bullet hitter. In his chest.
Yeah, the killer.
Cocked it again. He doesn't have too many beats. He makes his own. He's got so.
It's the same airsoft gun, too.
The end is near. I'm going to God. Hell. I know it, but then after hell, I'm going to Shangri-La. So why not make it fucking quick and painless?
Mm-hmm.
It's soon going to be over. Why even carry on with this life? I ain't going nowhere. I'm stuck in the middle. There is no end. There was never a beginning.
That's deep.
So here I go.
There's no end. There wasn't a beginning.
It's not true at all, though. He was born at one point. And here's the thing. He's got some flawed logic because he says that he's going to kill himself, right? Yeah. But it's okay because he's going to Shangri-La.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to the fucking albums, because I have, because I was 13 once.
I was 13 once.
There's two parts of the Six Jokers card, and the first part is the Shangri-La. And in the Shangri-La, you have to die naturally. It's a lot like, you know, it's the Bible, basically, because they're Christians. But, like, if you kill yourself, you go to Hell's Pit. Like, that's literally how the fucking first song starts, like, on Hell's Pit, is a dude, like, laughing hysterically, and he kills himself.
Yeah.
So, like, if this dude kills himself, he's going to Hell's Pit.
Straight to Hell's Pit.
Yeah, you're not going to Shangri-La.
Well, right now, he's stuck in the middle. So.
Yeah, he's stuck in limbo.
I really do feel like he's quiet because he doesn't want his mom to fucking kick his ass.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna be over and I'll check it. This time my brains are gonna be the ones all over the fucking ground. Not my feet, not me.
Not me.
I'm gonna be laying on the fucking concrete.
Fucking hey, concrete. He actually got a rhyme there. Me,
whether anybody likes it or not.
Woo.
I'm going down. It's going my down. Time to shine. My time to fall. My time to feel my brains fall.
Oh, shit. Calm down, Reverend Jesus Christ. It's my time to fall. Let my brains just...
It's my brain's time to fall. Like, wow,
I'm
going to
feel it.
Here, give me that pop, please.
Oh, God. It's working him up. Shit, man. This kid. That's kind of sad, you know. I liked his Juggalo rap because it felt empowered. But this one is his very first song. And this is the end. I've not even started, but I'm done.
There is no beginning.
My brains will fall on the ground.
Oh, God.
My hand, I'm going down with my motherfucking clip.
Motherfucker.
I have one shell in the chamber.
One shell in the chamber.
16 in the clip.
16 in the clip.
That doesn't work out that way. That's not how that works.
Oh, God. I got one shell in the chamber.
Anybody 16 wants to in the clip. And use it?
Right.
Go ahead.
I'll use it.
So I'm done with it.
Shit.
Anybody want to use it? I just need the one in the
chamber.
In the chamber.
It's all over for me.
It's over.
Everybody else still has a chance. The gun's loaded.
It's loaded. One in the chamber.
I'm all ready
to shoot myself in the face. Guns with this BB.
I'm soon going to
with the airsoft gun.
He's got the airsoft gun underneath his chin.
Oh, God, he's got it.
Yeah.
Sure the hell not me. Sure the hell not
I'm anybody. A wild motherfucker.
Why would they? It's just me. It's all over.
Do it. Click it. Pull it. I want to hear the click.
Gonna die.
Gonna die.
Get on with it.
Dude.
Hater and a fake don't want me to die, but fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
This is for every juggalo and juggalo.
I don't get why he's killing himself for the juggalos.
It's all over.
I guess it's like the monk who set himself on fire in protest.
Yeah, you know,
pull it.
Guns all ready. I'm ready to fly.
I'm ready to fly.
I'm ready to see the end.
This
oh,
is,
God.
This is like, you know, like, when someone's like, I'm going to do this.
Don't dare me. Don't double dog dare me.
I'm going to do it. And like, it's like, have you ever seen Orange County with fucking Jack Black?
No.
When he's like, he accidentally burns down a building in that movie. And like, the fire marshal comes talking to him, played by Ben Stiller. And he's just like, what happened here? He's like, oh man, I'm glad you guys are here. A woman in there, she was like, I hate my job. I'm going to burn this mother down. And I was like, you better not. You better not.
You better not. Oh, God. He still got his gun up to his chin, man.
Let me look around and make sure my mom's not home.
Yeah, she will ground me. She'll take my airsoft.
My brains are going all over the fucking ceiling.
Oh, Lord.
All over the floor. It's going to splatter everywhere. Anywhere you walk, look, there's my brains.
There's my brains.
You go down a street, there's my brains.
Looking at the walls, there's my brains.
You go to the store, there's my brains.
Laying on the shelf, on the ceiling. God.
You go to Comic-Con, there's my brains.
Oh, my Lord.
You go skydiving,
there's my brains. My brains will be falling with you.
You go scuba diving, my brains are with the Titanic.
They're down there.
So here, I'll make it quick. Here it goes.
Here it goes.
See y'all later.
Oh. Did you hear that? I feel like he should have put like another 3 minutes into his editing and actually put like a little gunshot in there.
Right. I mean, he's filming with an iPod Touch, so what are you supposed to do?
That's true.
All right. Next up, we have Why Should We Die?
Why should we die? See, he's engaging his phone philosophies here.
Right.
He realizes it was too quick of an end. He can't become famous if he kills himself in song one.
All right, here's my new song. It's called Why Should We Die?
He's got rhythm, man.
All right, here's the beat.
Ben, play the beat. Same beat.
What the fuck?
He's getting good to the tempo of it. That's what it is.
We should die.
Why should we die?
Why should we die?
Mm-hmm. Don't do it.
Well, can you answer me that?
Mm-hmm.
Why should we die?
Why?
Why should we, Juggalo Rider?
I can't. But then again, I can. Nothing but haters.
I can't, but then again, I can. But I can't, though.
I could, but I won't, because I can't, because I shouldn't. But I could.
I can't, but there's my brain.
There's my brain. Juggalos and juggalettes to die.
Juggalettes.
So you can try and take over this planet. Well, look, bitch, fuck you, it ain't gonna happen. So guess what? Juggalos worldwide, we're always gonna be alive.
Mm-hmm.
No juggalo or juggalette going down as long as they're real. The haters and the fakes are the ones that are gonna go down.
So by that summation, anybody who's killed in say,
here we go.
In say gang violence wasn't a real juggalo.
They were not.
Right. Well, because they're not a gang.
We're not a gang. We're like a family, man.
We're a family. We're gonna protest in Washington
together.
Bitch, don't fuck with me.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't even try and fuck with the Juggalo Rider.
Rider.
That's what I am.
Mm-hmm. Look at my aftermarket hatchet, man.
Why should we die? Bitch, you can't answer that now, can you?
Nope.
You're just too scared. You know, if you do, we'll cut your brains right open.
Yeah.
Bitch, I ask you this. Why should we die? Why should we die?
Why should we die?
If you can't answer it, then bitch, you're too fucking scared to step up. Step up your game. Well, guess what? We don't give a shit. You might say it to us, but then we're gonna hunt you down.
Okay, so I feel bad. You know, sometimes I feel like we are a bit extreme and pointing out this poor young man's faults. But he says,
I mean,
he wants
man
to
anymore.
Know why should we die, but either you're A, too scared to tell him, or B, if you do tell him, he's gonna cut your brains out.
Right.
But that's why he's not gotten the answer yet.
Right, but at the same time, it's like, I'd like to think of the world where the nukes drop, right?
Yeah.
The nukes drop, all technology is wiped out. And then the first fucking thing, you know, the first time they get the fucking technology up and going, they just get a laptop going that has like nothing but these videos on there.
Right? That's all that's left.
And this becomes like the new religion. You know what I mean? Like,
why should we die?
It's just like all hail the rider.
The rider.
Right,
the real one.
He just becomes this like folk hero, and he's just like the rider. And it's just like he just like, you know, welcome to the first service of the Church of the Rider. Today's sermon is entitled "You're a Bitch."
You're all bitches. Even I'm a bitch. You have it's self worth. Okay, you have to look deep down in yourself and admit I am a bitch.
The Juggalo Rider Beatitudes. It's like, blessed are the bitches,
for we are all. Oh, God.
But you know who are the biggest bitches of all?
The fakes and the haters.
The fakes and the haters.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's right. They are. Fuck
blessed,
yeah.
Blessed are the bitches, because they are not as big as bitches as the fakes and haters.
Amen.
On a barn. Because, bitch, you're everywhere. You fakes, you haters, they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
So I ask you this, why should we die?
Why should we die?
We're here to exterminate you. Why should we die?
You should put a Linkin Park song.
You need extermination. Elimination.
Ooh. Two big E words.
Extreme masturbation.
She's going down. I don't care what any of you think. I just ask you this, why should we die?
Why should we die?
Oh, God.
Crawling in my skin.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, man.
Look, bitch. You want to keep dissing on us juggalos?
Do it.
Well, fuck you. Because
fuck you.
You can't answer this question, so don't even bother saying nothing about us. Because if you can't answer this simple question, then bitch, you don't belong on this earth. Why should we die?
That's right.
I ask you again, why should we die? You don't got a reason, do ya?
You don't.
You don't have the reason.
Because you know we shouldn't. But bitch, I'm gonna ask you one more time. And maybe even more.
Maybe
because
even
more. Because
I'm
pretty sure you didn't hear me the first couple times.
I heard bitch, you, man.
I ask you this, why should we die? Tell me now, why should we die?
Why?
You best tell me. Cause bitch, I ain't going down unless I know the answer. It's gonna be hard. Because if you don't know the answer, why even say it? If you don't know the answer, don't bring your black or white ass back here.
Ooh. But if you're Asian, you're cool.
Yeah, you can come back and tell us. I mean,
trash.
Shit, we're not gonna do anything.
Wait, hold on.
Say it. If you don't know the answer, don't bring your black or white ass back here. Trail of trash.
Oh.
Richie bitch.
Oh, Richie shit.
Tell him.
Don't be coming back here. But I ask you this. Why should I die? Why should we die?
Oh.
Why should I? Why should we? Why should he? Why should she?
He wants a reason to die, but he's putting it into a song for
bitch,
everybody.
Answer me now. Why should
he's covering
we die?
It up.
You ain't got nothing to say about it? Don't say it at all. Because, bitch, I ain't gonna die unless you tell me why. Because here it goes again. Why should we die?
Oh, Lord.
Bitch, tell me now, and I'll die. Why should we die? You can't answer now, can you? Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. He looks across the room. Somebody walks in. Oh, right. Hey. And he cuts it. It must have been his mom.
Right.
Had to be his mom.
She's like, what are you talking about in here, Billy?
Nothing, Mom. Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a video for class.
All right.
Here we go.
This
here we
one's
go.
Called Yo. Fuck Y'all.
Fuck Jackie. Y'all. He got a new beat.
Juggalo Smoke 100 here.
Smoke a 100.
Y'all, you think I'm queer? I'm always gonna stay.
Mm-hmm.
Here and rap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you think it sounds like crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
I do.
Always gonna stay, even if it's another day. I don't care what you gotta say about me, cause you know I'm the one to be. Fuck y'all, I'm gonna let you burn the creek. I have a lot
burn
of great
tree.
Speed, and I get news feed all the time.
but I better go back and do another crime.
This is a crime. This is a fucking...
It's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime.
Against your black or white ass.
You trailer trash. Oh, God.
This last one is called My So-Called Fucked Up Brother, and this is the last one we're going to look at. My
So-Called Fucked Up Brother.
All right, here's my newest song. It's called My So-Called Fucked Up Brother.
He's not really fucked up.
Here's the beat.
My So-Called.
Yeah, it's alleged. I like this beat. Here we go.
My so-called fucked up brother.
You got hope.
Shot me in the leg.
It's like a sad Jay-Z song.
I didn't know it was him at first.
If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga.
But when I turned around, I thought I saw something. It's like the building.
Can you imagine the most depressing version of dirt off your shoulder?
I could feel it.
He pulled away his face from the scope. Here I see my brother. So I pulled out my pistol. I shot at him. I hit him in his arm.
Oh, shit.
But here's the thing.
He shot his brother,
He's
man.
He's not the one who shot me in the leg.
Oh.
He shot me in the dick. No, but have you noticed he kind of sounds like Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. I could see it, but...
Here, I didn't see him.
He's got better rap skills.
Who, Dewey?
I shot my own brother.
No, this what guy, man. Smoke a 100.
Then I realized he was just trying to kill the hater.
Oh.
He was trying to kill the hater.
The hater
so
in
I
my
shot
dick.
The hater. Killed him in his fucking... Shot him right in his head.
Killed him in his fucking... Shot him in his head.
I crawled to the top of the building.
Oh, God.
I crawled to the top of the building.
I found my brother MK. He's lying there. He's like, what the fuck, man? I was defending you.
What the fuck,
like,
man?
I thought you shot me.
He's like, no.
I was like, I'm
no,
sorry, bro.
I didn't.
We gotta get out of here. He's like, how the fuck are we gonna do that? You wanted to both of us.
He shot him in the arm.
I was like,
you're good.
Well, the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
We're gonna
way.
Have to crawl.
We're gonna have yep. to crawl.
We get down to the bottom. I'm walking a tiny bit limping. He's walking pretty good.
He's walking he's walking good.
So, then we start going home.
Let's start going home.
Haters pull up in a van.
Two haters pull up in a van.
They hit MK.
With MK.
But they were aiming for me. Then I thought, maybe his deal went wrong. Maybe they were going after me after all. But he fucked up, so they hit him. Then I got to thinking again. These motherfuckers ain't playing around. They hit my brother.
They hit my brother.
They were going for me.
It's not even a song. He's just thinking about what happened.
This is real. Yeah, he's like, wow, they weren't really going for me, were they?
Well, what the fuck is... What?
What?
A little fucked up, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So I turn around, shot out the tire.
Yeah.
I flipped a couple times and went, boom!
Boom!
Oh, you see...
No. Lack of sound effects. You need a soundboard, dude.
Can I just say that all this shit is still more believable than Tana Mongo?
Boom!
Scrap metal going everywhere. And here, my brother gets up. He's like, here, I gotta finish the job.
Oh,
points
shit.
At me, shoots the guy right behind me. I'm like, look, man, that's twice today you fucking did that shit to me. I almost killed you again. I'm sick of you doing that shit.
Stop it.
I'm
stop,
really
man.
I think that you are a fucked up brother.
I don't like it.
But then again, I wasn't sure. So I didn't turn my back on him. We got home. Everything was cleared up.
So indecisive.
We got a phone call. I answered it. It was for him. You get the job done yet? The fucking faggot ass said. I said, no, what job? He's like, you kill that fucker yet?
You kill that fucker yet?
So I was like, no, I'm gonna right now.
I'm doing it right now.
So I loaded my 50 caliber Desert Eagle.
Oh, shit.
I went into his room.
Someone's played Call of Duty.
I was like, you think you're gonna kill me? I'm gonna kill you first.
Bitch. He pulls up his gun.
And?
And?
I said, you know what?
Fuck it.
This shit ain't worth it.
It ain't working.
You really have to kill me, MK? Because if you are, let me just tell you this. Fucking life's over. Now, bitch, you better tell me now before I shoot you in your motherfucking head. Cause, bitch, I ain't fucking around. Either you tell me,
or die.
You're gonna die.
Oh, yeah, that's right, boys.
He didn't tell me.
He didn't tell me. He died.
He died.
Like, all right. You know what, MK?
Oh, shit.
That's it. Maybe I'm the fucked up brother.
Oh, shit.
Pow. I feel like the clicks. I feel like he had that in the video. He's like making a note to self, like, add in the gunshot when you hear the click.
And then, like,
he forgets to.
He forgot to install Windows Movie Maker.
He didn't, man. He didn't do it.
Oh, shit. Alrighty.
He just imported and it loaded straight up.
I'll tell you what. He is a legend for sure.
It was his alleged gay brother. Gay brother, man. He's a fag. He's a hater.
He's a fake.
He's a faker.
Oh, shit.
He shot him. It wasn't alleged. It was real.
Alright, folks. If you made it this far into the episode, let me tell you, you are a fucking trooper.
You, congratulations.
Because this is a waste of an episode.
I don't care. But, fuck what you think.
But
I don't care.
Next week, we are going to be back in the good graces. As you can tell, we're kind of lost without Deacon Sam here. So, but congratulations to him. He got married. And
hey, man.
Yeah, we're gonna party like it's in fucking 1999 tomorrow.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, we are. Yeah, it's going to be hardcore.
Shit.
But, yeah, so all I can say is, congratulations, you beautiful bastards. I love the two of you. And, yeah, anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode. If this is the first episode of ours that you're listening to, go back and listen to the others to understand how the show usually works.
Please, a couple back, at least five or six.
No, I mean, even episode 21, you know, would be fine.
Oh, yeah, man, 21's good.
But yeah, it's, just tonight we got off track, and yeah, and I'm still going to upload this, but this is definitely not episode 23. This is episode 22.5 for sure. But we still had fun, though, you know.
Me and the Juggalos. We're coming for you.
Yeah. But we will be back next week with a, episode returning to form with the return of Deacon Sam. And, hopefully Halter Shiver Jonathan's going to be there. I'm not entirely sure, but...
You never know with me, boys. The Juggalos could get me. Two guys pull up in a van.
And fucking haters.
Them fucking haters coming right at me.
Yeah. Be sure to follow all the Fat Lows Radio shows, including the Fickle Fanboy with RPM, who's featured on the last two episodes. Good guy. Be sure to check out the Designated Drinkers, who were featured on last week's episodes. Good guys. John, what are you at on Twitter?
I'm Meme Machine 63, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, so you weren't 83, you were 363.
Well, it's a 363, but the 3 is an E.
Yeah, so it's Meme Machin.
It's like Mem3Machin363.
Yeah.
Find me.
Yeah, this picture is a dude from SpongeBob. And then I am at,
That's correct.
I'm at RevJess_FL Radio.
We're not plugging Sam because he's not fucking here.
At Hangry Pitbull.
Oh, that's my God.
That's his wedding present. This is me plugging his Twitter.
That's all you fucking get, dude. Don't expect anything else. For real.
But yeah, be sure to follow all the Fat Lows Radio shows if you want to contribute to the network. Get involved with League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, I just want to say thank you for struggling through this episode with us. There's going to be more bullshit in fucking past the...
There's always more bullshit. That's the catch.
Yeah, but so definitely look forward to next week when it's a real episode 23. Because this shit's fucking embarrassing. But
The Juggalo boy, smoke a 100. He made it worthwhile.
Yeah, definitely.
Dropping them bombs.
Absolutely. Well... We're going to get out of here, folks. So, until next time, go in peace and tear the world to pieces!
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/fatlulzradio.
I'm not gonna keep any secrets on the podcast. I'm coming out of the claw. Can't even say it, man.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
I eat the poo-poo. I love this. It's, Idubs? No, it's Leafy. No, it's Leafy.
Reposted in the wrong neighborhood is the meme.
Look, you can copy intros, man. 3, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I like a bad bitch last night in the dream. Conversation in Tennessee.
I have a date with a 6-year-old boy.
The dog. I don't like that one so much, but I do like it. Shut the fuck up. We're recording. Oh god, I'm gonna see what she says to that. Shut the fuck up. You're a fucking cunt.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a fucking cunt. Suck my dick.
You're a fucking cunt.
Shut the fuck up.
You're a stupid cunt. Suck my dick.
Oh god.
Shut the fuck up. Stop being a fucking cunt.
Tell him not to be a cunt is
Shut
what she
the
said.
Fuck up. Tell her. Nobody even wants you here.
Oh, I didn't even give a reference. I do like that. See, I like that, man. Oh god, I like that right there. That gives me a little pre. Keeps me going at night, man.
We can get you pre-cum. If you don't like your shit, I'm gonna finger blast your asshole.
I'm gonna do a little fish hook up in that bitch.
I'm gonna fish hook your butthole.
Put out a little poopy.
I got some.
No, put it back in.
I got some dookie on my finger.
Hey, Arnold. Hey, Arnold. Come over here and get this off of my finger.
Come smell this.
Fuck me. Please. Daddy. Mommy.
Recording. His beliefs.
No, we've been recording this whole time.
Oh,
are
no.
You
I noticed the little record button, but I didn't think much about it, man.
Cut.
Jeez, cut.
We're
terrible.
How does the guy start? The Big Connect guy? He's just like, get it. Like, he says
there
one
you go.
Thing.
Just keep trying. No tears. You're almost there.
Keep
You're
trying.
Almost there. Don't worry. Okay.
What the fuck is this?
Don't worry. Still no tears.
Still no tears.
Do you have, like, scleroderma?
God.
Amy, do you have scleroderma?
No.
God. God.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna finger fish hook the conch butthole.
If there's anything good here, put it in the outro, please.
This is all going in the outtakes.
All of it.
It's
all
just
of
nothing
it.
But fish hook and butthole talk.
Oh man.
Do it! Shoot me! Look at that. There's some corn on my fingernail.
That stuff doesn't go away.
It's like vegetable soup up in here.
What have you been eating?
It's vegetable poop.
It's vegetable soup or vegetable poop.
Got all the same there. You know, she's got...
got needs, some corn, carrots, peas.
She needs some more stool solidifier.
Oh, my
God. It's
coming
out all soupy. It's soupy poopy.
Coming out a little soupy. Fuck off,
it's
man.
It's soupy poopy.
Sam, we need you, okay? Listen, do you hear this shit? Get the fuck back here, man. You know, you're married now, right? You can... What is she gonna do? Leave you? Fuck no. Get your ass over here, dude.
They said it was just gonna be an easy grab. Head, well, it ain't no easy grab. They got teeth.
Head in the Clouds. That's the song. Head in the Clouds. Yo, Joji. Yo. It released like yesterday, today?
Yo.
2 days?
They said it was just gonna be an easy grab.
It's a big pull.
But it ain't no easy grab because they got teeth.
I'm gonna have to invest in some more.
They said it was just gonna be an easy grab. Well, it ain't no easy grab. They got teeth.
They got teeth.
That's the whole movie right there.
That's the plot. That's the finale. That's the big lead up. That's the end.
I get it.
You get it?
I don't get it.
I do not get it.
Look. If you had one shot to fish hook a butthole,
would you capture
see everything you ever wanted in one butthole? Would you capture it or just let it slip? His palms are sweaty. His weak arms are hairy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. They're nervous. On the surface, she looks calm and ready to drop bombs like the bombs we dropped in The Expendables. He wrote down, home crowd grow so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking now. Everybody's joking now. There's a fish hook in his butthole now. Step back to reality.
There's a fish hook in his butthole now. It's too late, no turning
you
back.
That easy, no, he don't that. He knows he won't back these ropes. It don't matter, he's dope. He knows that he's broke. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to the mobile home. That's when it's fish hook in the bottle.
No turning back.
Lose a shelf and the music. The moment you want it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot for a fish hook in your butthole. Your opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Lose yourself in the music the moment you let it go. Never let it go. You only get one shot. A fish hook in your butthole.
Don't lose the opportunity. Go.
It's poopy.
This it's soapy. It's fucking droopy.
Make me king.
I think I'm going loopy.
Close it over. It's not been no moment. Close to coast shows. He knows the Reverend's he's a globetrotter.
Freestyle.
God only knows he's going farther from home. He's no father. He goes home and barely fish hooks his own butthole. But hold your nose.
Hold your nose. This one's a bad one. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I can grab the bait. It.
They're sucking on my taint.
Oh my god.
No.
Got your bull opportunity comes once in a butthole.
Only once in a butthole. Never fish hooks the same.
Can we seriously get a freestyle going? I kind of want to hear your freestyle.
No, thank you. I don't have that much power in me, man. I know. I can rhyme words with taint. But trust me, man. I ain't no rapping saint.